Here we go.
What's that sound?
I think it's a metronome.
Welcome to the first episode of Master Ass Theatre. I am your host, Alistair Flopbottom. In tonight's show, we will explore the human condition through poetry. Only the spellbinding magic of words can weave a tapestry of image and emotion that reaches to the very depths of our souls. So without further ado, we give you the Diarrhea Monologues. When you're going out to dine, but your pucker starts to whine, diarrhea. When you try to pass some gas, but it splatters out your ass, diarrhea.
Is that Stewie?
When you're feeling kind of randy, but your hole shoots toffee candy, diarrhea. When you're riding on a train and your colon starts to drain, diarrhea. When you're out buying your lotto and your sphincter goes all blotto, diarrhea. When you're sipping a martini, but you're oozing like a blini, diarrhea.
What is a blini?
Yeah, I don't get that.
When you're sitting at a play and your butt begins to spray, diarrhea.
Ew.
When you're at the opera weeping and your Hershey hole is seeping, diarrhea. When you're reading War and Peace and your anus spits out grease, diarrhea. We hope you have enjoyed this edition of Master Ass Theater, and will join us for our next episode if we're not fucking cancelled before then. For Master Ass Theater, this is Alistair Flopbottom. Good night.
Oh, that is going to be never old ever.
I know, right? We need another episode of that for
I know,
reals.
But we need to do something for them to want to emulate.
Yeah, that's true. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Nicole.
This is Lou.
And this is Julian.
And we have a full house tonight.
Woot woot. Oh, sorry. A siren.
Well.
I like that opening. It kind of added a little touch of class to the show.
Thank you.
I know, right?
I know, right? This is episode 205. Thank you for downloading. It's been about 4 years since we've recorded.
Yeah.
If you have a complaint, you can issue that to Nicole.
How is it my fault?
Nicole, you ready to record? I don't feel like it today. I have something to do, like lay down.
I never take naps. That's you.
No.
I don't lay down either.
I can take a nap and record, though, like in the same day. What did you do last Sunday?
Last Sunday? What did I do? Well, I don't remember.
You didn't record, did you?
No.
No.
I took my dog to the dog park, and I went shopping.
Wait, didn't we eat that day?
No, that was Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
See? We were supposed to eat on Sunday, but you...
Right now. I have to go into this right now. Cece's Pizza. Nicole, Lorraine... Moses and I, which are two classmates. Lorraine's my friend. Moses is a classmate. We go to Cece's on the south side. How about it looks like five buses pulled up in there, and there was only two workers. There was nowhere to sit. We actually had to clean our own table off and pile all the dishes on one table.
That's hot.
Ricky.
It was disgusting. I could not believe it. But then it was like, oh, this is Cece's.
But then you were just like, okay with it.
Well, it's supposed to be lit this way. So I guess, you know, we're spoiled.
I've never cleaned my own table. I'll stand there and wait.
Oh, it was nasty. Well, there was no waiting because there was no one cleaning the tables.
I'll be like, I paid. Give me my money back or clean my table, bitch. Not
and they're like, well, we'll give you your $3.99 back.
It's more than that now.
So,
Cece's Pizza.
We didn't hear too much. Oh, because I accidentally deleted half the show on the last drunk cast, and this is not a drunk cast.
No.
But we have Lou here, which is who's my friend, and we've been friends for how long?
Going on a little bit more than a year. Well,
we've been acquaintances before a year.
Three.
Like, we made out one time. We didn't even know each other. Can you believe that?
Hence the socks knowing, right?
Why do you need socks to make out?
No, because Lou knew right where they were when I needed the socks.
That was not the question.
You don't need socks to make out.
Thank you.
But I'm saying that's how he knew because
some people like
they made out that one time.
I think I've discussed this on the show before. But
I give great socks.
He does.
I love socks.
I can attest.
I love socks. Lou and I met at a skanky hotel in St. Petersburg.
The Suncoast?
Suncoast.
Yes, that would be it. And I was walking on the balcony, and he was walking on the balcony, and we just started kissing each other.
On the balcony? Like
we talked.
They weren't connected, I'm sure.
We talked online.
We were talking on Bear 411 a little bit.
Right, but then we just started making out.
Oh, we were chatting a little bit, and I think we kissed a little bit. And I kind of did another go around when you were actually at the hotel room.
Yeah, I should have just totally.
And then he found the socks in the hotel room.
I don't remember socks anymore.
It weren't my socks. Weren't my socks.
You're just passing by. I was just passing.
And then we didn't talk to each other for what, like a whole year after that.
Something like that.
Like, we talked online, I think, but we didn't see each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went up to the Parliament House and I saw you.
No, I came over here just before Christmas last year, and that's when we started hanging out.
But I thought I saw you a couple times between that.
I think there was that one time for the bear bust just before that.
Right.
Bear bust?
Did we make out then?
No.
I think I had a boyfriend.
Yeah, you had a boyfriend.
We have to take you to Bear Bust.
What is it?
I don't think you should go, actually.
Hell, you have to take me to Bear Bust.
What
You've
is it?
You've never been to Bear Bust,
no.
have you?
No.
It's what where the... a crowd of fat men go and love each other.
No thanks. I'll pass.
Nicole's feeling a little self-conscious tonight. She has body image issues.
I have body dysmorphia. Like the anorexics that are like 2 pounds, but they think they're 200 pounds, so they try to kill themselves.
Poor
I'm
thing.
The exact opposite.
So we were looking at the videos today that Lou did of our drunk cast.
You guys, don't think less of me for being drunk and fat.
They'll love you for being a real person.
Oh, instead of this pedestal they have me on? No. I was embarrassed to be on that.
So there's this website called thedailymike.com, and they wrote a review about our drunk cast.
Nuh-uh. Why didn't you say anything?
Because I want to do it now.
Lord.
God, so I'm embarrassed.
Let me get it here.
Am I going to want to kill myself like you do all the time?
It's like all gay podcasts, and they...
Once the videos come out.
Oh, yeah. Then I'll just slit my throat a little at a time.
I don't want to kill myself, but Nicole said I have to.
Because I'm the boss.
Because I'm the boss.
Not boss.
Stroke.
Stroke brain. Stroke voice.
All right. Sorry, I'm looking for it because it's down.
Should have had it up.
Because we haven't done anything in a while. So.
He's been having problems getting things up.
Oh, not me.
Bummer.
Believe
I'm
me,
talking
not me.
About on the computer.
Right.
Poor Ricky. God damn, where is it?
Well, while you're doing that, can I just make an apology to the listeners, because I was supposed to bring over my hard drive and have these files ready to
Oh, you brought
on
that
computer.
Hard drive.
I'm sorry. But,
and then he found
the
socks.
The movies were not on there, so I'm going to go back home, back to the Orlando area, and then bring them back on over again. And they're going to be right. And they're going to be good, and you're going to love them.
I don't know.
I guess... I think you're beautiful, though.
Well, thanks, but I felt...
You're like, it doesn't count. He's gay.
No, I don't like seeing myself that way. I'm never, like, drunk or whatever, but then I was like...
You were incredibly funny when you were drunk, though.
Well, I guess. I don't know.
It was entertaining.
It was very entertaining.
We all had a fun night.
Till I threw up.
I was swaying back and forth.
I didn't see that.
Oh, wait. This is an old episode. Hold on.
Ricky saw it and... almost threw up.
Now, Ricky, what are you doing over there?
Actually, I was looking at an old episode.
You're trying
to find
the review to our Drunky Cast.
Oh. Yes, I am.
Sorry, I forget.
Don't get
memory.
Bitchy.
This episode's going to suck already. I can
Here
tell.
Here we go.
About freaking time.
ThouMonkeys 202. Drunky Cast. Nicole is so wasted. What a mess this show is. So much of a mess that it's hilarious. Ricky, Nicole, and Julian joins the show. All the typical drunk things happening, slurred words, drinks going around, topics all over the place. They're being filmed by a guy who filmed their Wilson Phillips video. Oh, my God. They are all over the place. Ricky gags. Nicole is falling asleep. Jello shots are around. Don't drink and drive. Stay alive.
Yeah.
Drunk driving
alive.
Stories. Time for a sleepover and do each other's hair. Nicole is so drunk. She loves Big Fatty. She likes his opening. Nicole thinks Archer looks different, and Ricky would let Archer fuck him. Nicole is going to be sick. Funny snorts. The celebrity you would most like to bang. Ricky says Russell Crowe. We can't wait to see the video of this one. Call from Amy. She wants genital warts and AIDS from a celebrity. Okay.
Well, we know where Tiffany's going to be in a couple
right.
weeks.
Yeah. Nicole is going to pass out. That shirt hurts like a hangover.
I remember that.
Funny shit. Another phone call. Funny ThouMonkeys touches lives. Nicole is so drunk. Review poems. My Puss song by Margaret Cho. My Dick song, but by we don't know who. They redraw the book contest because Ramble already has the book. Joe won the book. Then it ends. Big Fatty once said more podcasters need to do DrunkyCast. We agree. This one was hilarious and kept us laughing. Nice job, Ricky and Nicole and the others. We bet Nicole would totally put out when she's drunk.
I totally would. It'd be so easy.
You know what, Lou? Yeah. We just got relegated to
the others.
The professor and Mary Ann status.
Ricky's and Gilligan.
The rest, yes. And the rest.
No,
yes.
I'm the captain.
I'm Ginger.
Ginger bitch tits.
That's you.
That's you.
I have real tits. You're not supposed to have any, Ricky.
I paid for these.
You want to borrow my bra?
I paid for these the past 13 years in food.
Do you want to borrow my bra?
No. It's too big.
That's good, though.
The bra's too big?
For you, yeah.
I guess.
You don't need to wear a bra. It would be too small around here, though.
I would get an extender.
I have one.
Yarn.
That won't secure nothing. Your cat would be like, ooh, yarn.
So what else we got to talk about, you guys?
I don't know.
Today was a very bad low self-esteem day for me, thanks to Nicole.
You totally were
Julian
all day long.
And Amanda all day long today. All I've heard was how fat I am,
I never
how
said
old I
how
am,
fat you were.
And how bald I am.
Oh, don't forget how messy you are, too.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. And how messy.
So that's why you were all angry when I got here.
Closer to the mic, Lou.
Fucking shit. Fuck this bullshit.
Why do you gotta do that with your face?
I got to.
Honey, I just saw another hair fall out.
Oh. High five. Oh, Ricky.
I'm upset.
I bet you laugh. I bet you do go in your shower and like have the crying game.
Yeah, I like just been raped.
Ball and up and cry and sob. I feel so dirty and used.
Plug it up.
Carrie.
That was last night. Oh. Whoops.
Dirty. Uh-oh.
Look how cute Lou looks with his hair. I like your hair like that.
Oh, thank you. It's a little longer than I normally want it. But thanks.
All right, Lou, something sounds weird.
That's what she said. Yeah.
Flip your microphone
they don't
up
say
this
that,
way a
hardly.
Bit.
Like that. How's that?
Yeah.
Better?
Yeah.
And stay this close.
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Because I don't know how to control this shit, so this close is good
You
got to,
like, kiss it practically.
It's what? So unsanitary.
Worship it like it's a big, fat, well.
Tribal goddess.
Microphone.
Or god.
So, Julian here recently, as we all know, I've been through a similar story of myself, which that really didn't make sense.
No, it did not. Did you see how I was like
right
trying to put it together?
Well, we all know Cedric and I kind of,
parted ways.
So yeah, what he's trying to say basically is
Cedric.
I got dumped by my former boyfriend.
And don't you have stories to say or anything?
Oh, yes. First of all, I'm a little bit hurt that
the guy he went to was ugly as shit.
And has no chin.
Or a job, or car, or personality.
Or a brain, or a body, or a face. What else doesn't he have? Style?
Let's see.
Does he have style?
So, and then
money?
They
I have style.
Then
they
proceeded.
Rita Hayworth.
Gave good face. Then they proceeded to declare their love for one another on MySpace. Puke.
Anyone who does that's stupid.
So then,
I love you on MySpace.
At this point, I was
the next day.
I was pissed off enough to go to AT&T and have his phone turned off.
And my favorite story that you did was his license plate.
Oh yeah,
burned it.
When we first got together, shortly thereafter,
that can be edited if needed.
We took a trip to a resort town. Anyway, he had a Specialized front plate made that said sexy bitch on it. I know. How gay, right?
I wasn't going to say anything.
That's not gay at all,
so
Jim.
Anyway, needless to say, this tag ended up in the garage. So I poured gas on it, set it on fire, and took pictures.
And sent it to me.
Yeah.
I saw them. They were cool. It's like fire, but then you see like a girl and it says sexy bitch.
Yeah.
With flames around it.
I'm so glad I'm single.
All I'm thinking is
this bitch has gone crazy.
What?
Bits of Panther. Sexy bitch by Odeon.
Wow.
It's made of bits of real panther.
So, yeah. I'm dealing with this one day at a time. So.
But Julie and I are moving in together. Did we discuss that before?
I don't think we have, no.
Julie and I are moving together. Julian has a house and
with cute puppies that live there.
Yes.
Which means Julian will never visit ever again. I mean, Lou will never ever visit again because he hates
allergies.
Animals.
I could
tell
a
everybody
but
how
one's
you hate
a greyhound.
Animals.
Oh, do we have to go there
tell,
right now?
Tell everyone how I tried to hook you up with
somebody.
A dude.
Taylor the latte boy.
No, what,
yeah,
Taylor?
Taylor okay. the latte boy. And you're like, I don't do animals.
Lou.
I didn't say it like that.
He hates
Lou.
Animals.
It was just kind of a getting to know you thing. I was like, flat out, I'm very allergic to animals.
But
so.
You hate them because you're allergic?
Animals. Well,
Lou.
Being away from animals, the ones that get at you are the ones that break free of their chains and stuff. So I have attack stories.
Their chains?
Yeah.
Where are you walking?
Oh, don't worry about it. He's okay. They won't bite.
Then he breaks free from his chain and attacks you.
Comes right to me and starts.
What neighborhoods are you walking through that dogs are on chains up and down the street?
Picnics. People's houses locked up in the bathroom or the basement or something.
Where do you live?
Where do I live?
Where did you live? New Jersey. He lived in New Jersey at that time.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
well, that's
Lou.
The armpit of America. You should know not to live there.
Lou, you make me sad that you don't like animals.
Well, even like cats. I mean, I've had cats jump on me with the claws, and I'm like, no, this isn't working.
They
I'm
know that you
here.
Hate them, so they're all trying to get back at you. They send out a message
they're
to each other.
They're curious to see what's going on, yeah, because I stay away. And
they're
like,
who's this guy? Yeah. Oh, wait, we got the message last night. He hates us. Get him!
That's a pretty horrible thing, but, hey, that's how it is. I'm allergic, and I have bad
He's stories. Like, Ricky, I don't know if I can come over to your house because you have animals.
Don't come to my house, then, because my dogs will
he
go
He thinks,
nuts.
Like, people with animals are just scum.
No.
They all should die.
If you'd like to date Lou.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Now two scum animal lovers are going to be living together.
Yeah.
So.
You scum. Scums of the earth. I love animals.
What would you have done if you were Noah?
Who's Noah?
On the ark.
The ark?
The ark.
Oh,
you would have died.
You would have just stayed up on the top.
Actually,
where the animals
there would be no animals
you.
On the earth because Lou would be like, sorry, bitch.
Sorry, God.
I wasn't Claritin back then either.
But no animals can come to the new land. I love animals.
Just leave the door on the ark open and just let them kind of wander in and just kind of seal it up whenever I'm ready to go.
You're like, all animals without fur are welcome on this ark.
Yeah, so in other words, there'd only be humans and cockroaches.
And alligators and like lizards and giant stuff that can't make you sneeze.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
Your
you
mom's
can get a pet,
idea.
But it can just be like a reptile, like a snake or something.
No,
or a spider.
No snakes.
I hate
turtles.
Snakes.
Or a turtle,
turtles
or frog.
I like turtles.
A salamander.
I like
I turtles.
Turtles.
I love turtles.
I love turtles.
Am I turtle enough for the turtle club? Turtle.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Turtles in a half shell.
Turtle power. You should get a turtle, and we can name it.
I don't think you can buy turtles in Florida.
Yeah, you can. My friend Ashley has three of them.
I thought they carry salmonella.
I don't think I
want to
take care of a
turtles
a turtle.
Are easy. They just put them in a kiddie pool, and they'll just... Be
why?
Like, sweet.
Fucking peanut butter carries salmonella, and they still sell
yeah.
that.
That is true.
You can get a turtle if you can buy
I
peanut
butter.
I
ate a Reese's Pieces the other day, and I thought I almost died.
And you died.
I died, and I came back, and I was like, shit, that's fucked up. And I died.
Get a spider, like a tarantula.
No way.
You keep it in the little box.
I
you don't got to touch it.
Hit that bitch with my shoe.
That thing ever got out? Lord.
You would die.
No, I wouldn't die.
Your friends would die.
So you guys want to do some phone calls and emails?
Sure.
Or we have other
but
things to talk about?
I was trying to suggest animals for
oh, okay.
that he didn't hate.
I just don't want it.
Get a shark.
What about a hairless cat?
Yeah, the hypoallergenic kind.
Those are hideous.
No
yeah.
way.
They make them.
See, if I had a
they
cat,
make
I, would,
them.
I wouldn't want a cat
do.
With claws. No way. I don't want
you
my
can
ha-
get
stuff
your cat
all getting
declawed.
Messed up.
But you can get them declawed.
My cat's declawed.
You can have them declawed.
I don't want to declaw them.
Even though that's
inhumane. Exactly.
Because they walk around like this
I wouldn't
want to
do that.
And then they try to scratch the furniture, and it's just like, oh, you poor pitiful thing. There's no claws.
Just looking at...
Oh, yeah. By the way, Ricky.
How dare you?
Your cat cannot scratch my furniture.
He's going to be in my bedroom.
All the time? Your poor cat. You may as well give him away.
Pretty much. Well, the animals will kill him. I'm not giving my cat away.
Well, then you need to do something because he can't be locked in your room all the time.
I
That's
might
inhumane.
Have him declawed but, or put the little tip things on him.
Let him out in the woods. No, that doesn't work.
There are no woods around.
Lou, no, that does not work.
He'll be like a
Let's
big old owl.
Let's put you outside.
A big owl be like, kitty.
Well, no, the neighbors have two cats. Kitty. That live outside.
Is that how the owl looks? Kitty.
Like your straight face.
Like what that. Straight face?
That one.
Ooh, I saw another hair fall.
And a more wrinkle showed up.
don't make fun there.
Oh, everyone, my birthday's on March 5th. You can send me things the whole month of March. It's my birthday. You can check out my Amazon wish list.
Wait, when
It'd
are your
wonderful.
Guys' birthdays?
August 16th.
August 31st.
Oh, Leo and what?
Virgo.
Virgo.
I'm a May baby.
Gemini.
I'm a Gemini.
You're all whores.
I'm so cool. I was born twice. According to my
that
sign.
Is so lame.
Fuck you. Let's play the calls.
I have two fish in mine, so that means I was born twice?
No, it means you're a smelly
just
water
really
creature.
Fish. A smelly water creature?
What's with your high voice like mine?
I don't know.
Play the calls.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, y'all. This is Joe from Dallas, just calling because I was told that
he wants his present.
And here's your question. Which would you rather have? Someone smart and funny but horrible in bed, or someone dumb as a post but absolutely the best in bed? This is the person you're going to be with the rest of your life.
Oh, no.
So choose wisely.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to say dumb as shit and better in bed.
Me too, because I'll get a smart, funny boyfriend on the side.
Holler!
I just won't sleep with him.
Right.
I'll just be a prude with him. I don't do that until we're married. Oh. But I'm already married, sorry.
What ring?
Yeah, that's not a tan line from a ring. I had a scar there.
That's my Michael Jackson skin disease.
Vitiligo.
Melanoma.
On my finger.
It's a melanoma /vitiligo.
What about you, Lou?
Ooh, I'd say the good and bad, but I need a better job. Well, I guess I need a job.
Because they're dumb. Oh, my God. I cannot live with someone
Could
for the rest of my life
dumb,
who's an idiot.
Like,
I need to be able to afford somebody like that.
True, because if they're really hot and like good in bed, you know they're like getting offers all the time. Even
he,
if did,
he, didn't, he didn't say hot and good in bed.
True.
He just said good in bed.
He could be ugly
Julian,
as a mud fence.
No,
your pupils are so wide. I swear to God, it looks like you're on acid.
Are you tired?
Look how wide his eyes are.
Not really.
Like
no.
His pupils.
How about mine?
Are you on drugs that we don't know about?
The only drugs I'm taking is Lexapro, and yesterday I took a Xanax.
Oh, Xanax.
But they're both prescribed by my doctor.
I'm
told him I'm crazy, which is true, and that I'm going
Lexapro?
Through
What's Lexapro?
It's an medication.
Antidepressant.
Oh, I don't...
But I...
I don't know.
Xanax is like a touch of heaven when you drink it with a beer.
Yeah, because you'll be seeing heaven mixing drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
You're so
Julian, what were
stupid.
You going to say?
Yeah, who would you rather have for your rest of your life?
The smart and funny
we
one.
We just got a phone call.
The smart and funny one.
Yeah, me too.
Even if they sucked in bed?
No.
Yeah, you can
funny?
Always pleasure yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
That's boring.
Which is pretty much what I did the last 2 years of my relationship anyway.
Oh.
Womp womp.
Yes. You need a bob.
Ricky, where are my pupils? Are they big?
I can't tell because you have black eyes.
I can't tell either.
You know, I think I might change my opinion. I'm not sure. I have to be in the situation and... figure it out then.
What if it was me? Because, you know, I'm... Actually, I'm smart and good in bed, so...
Ricky, you're perfect in every way. It's just that you have animals, but...
yeah. Get rid of your animals and you're the perfect man.
Sorry.
I'm not perfect enough for you.
No Latino would ever have me get rid of my pets.
No Latino? What?
What's up? I want to leave a message for Fat Monkey.
That's a Chinaman.
I want to talk to the big cheese Ricky.
Nikki?
Okay, I go now. Talk later. Big cheese, Nikki. Bye.
Why do you gotta be the big cheese?
Big cheese.
I can't tell if they're
Licky.
Mexican or Chinese.
No, they were saying Licky. They're Chinese.
That makes
Licky.
Me feel weird.
Who was that?
I don't know.
That's odd.
Call back.
That,
Is that the one that just
number.
Called?
It didn't have a number. No. It didn't have a number with it.
Well, Big Cheese, say hi.
Hi.
Whoever you are.
All right, next call. I think this is maybe from someone around the table.
Ooh.
Hey, Ricky, it's Kevin.
Oh.
Cast Connection.
No.
I just wanted to call and let
Same
you know that Lauren is so much smarter than Nicole. Bye.
Oh, my goodness.
That's because when I was on the Archer show, they named it La La Lauren Smarter Than Nicole. I tried to tell them to name it Nicole's Tits Are Bigger Than Lauren's, and she wouldn't do it.
Fuck both of them. And their moms.
The claws have come out.
I'm
that was Kevin from the QCast Connection. Go check them out.
No, don't.
Wow.
If you're listening to this, you don't listen to anybody else. Except for Big Fatty and Ramble Redhead. Those two Archer. Are good. And Archer, yes. But that's it.
So have you ever heard any of their shows, Nicole?
Yes, I've listened to Big Fatty.
Yeah.
And that's the only one.
Yeah.
Because I like ours the best. I'm biased, and I'm allowed to be.
You're bi?
Biased.
What, you're bi? You like to scissor?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Sometimes, for fun.
I think I might be turning bi. I'm still hey thinking
guys.
About it.
Franco.
Franco, no.
I'm not drunk right now. Thanks for calling, guys.
Yay.
Yay.
Shut up, I'm not.
Oh, my there's his friend.
Brittany's here.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, baby.
Wow. So, me and Brittany are going to answer your guys' question, like the fucking age shit. I know, whatever. So, do you know the rules, Brittany?
What?
Do you know the rules? Do you know the rules?
No.
Okay, you have to say, like, a famous person, like, who's attractive or whatever, and, like, you'd have sex with them, but they'd give you AIDS.
Oh, God. This is catching on, isn't it?
She said, oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay, so you go first.
Wait, do they have to have AIDS?
Love that part. Oh, God, here we go. Do they have to have AIDS? Here we go.
No. It's like hypothetical.
I have a feeling that Brittany doesn't know what I.
She's like,
means.
But does that mean they really have it?
All right, here we go.
It's hypocritical.
Huh? Really, just say that.
Yeah.
Did she like try to correct him, but use the wrong word? That's what it sounds like.
I don't know.
You don't get a choice, Brittany.
Who would you do?
Well, my first person would be
my first person.
Face man.
Franco, why face man? He'll give you the scurvy.
He'll give you leprosy.
You have to move to a colony somewhere.
Australia.
Eyes like a beetle. Oh. Leprosy on his face.
Fuck is that?
My brother had a friend who used to have really bad acne, and my brother made up a song about him, and he goes, eyes like a beetle, leprosy on his face.
That sounds awful.
It was funny. And he would sing it and go like this. And show a skeleton neck.
No, probably.
All right, it's the show.
Really, you didn't have this thought of ahead of time.
Who'd you say?
Hugh Jackman.
Another Australian.
The guy who did Wolverine.
What?
Wolverine. The X-Men.
She's never seen X-Men? Where the fuck does she live?
He was in Australia.
They're from New Jersey.
Oh. She lives, like, under a rock. Who's not seen X-Men? Australia.
Lame. What else was he in?
What do you have to know his whole record? What the hell? I'm sure I have all
it.
So who would you choose?
You.
Cher. Hey, babe. You don't want AIDS from me, babe?
Hey, babes, you want AIDS for me, babes?
Just say we're young, but you don't know.
Do
you want AIDS until you're done? I don't know. I made that part up, obviously. Finish the call.
God, that was pretty funny.
So is Brittany a lesbian?
Turtle.
You interested?
Yeah.
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
God. Da-da, have your pet spayed and neutered.
I'm a gold digger.
Ooh, he's so orange and tan. He's like George Hamilton.
He gave me AIDS and he never talked to me ever again.
He told me to put his hand in his pocket.
He told me to feel his plinko. Yeah.
But I want a brand new car.
Yeah. I did Bob Barker and all I got was AIDS in this lousy t-shirt. And a washer dryer.
Ew.
He doesn't spin the wheel, retard.
That is totally passage. Oh no, the wheel.
The big wheel. Yeah. The people spin that, not him.
No, he spins it at first to show him how it works.
He just moves it to where it goes to the green areas for the money.
I don't
care who hers is anymore.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Michael Cera, the dude from Juno who wears a little sweatband. Oh. And
super bad, too.
She said she could give him AIDS twice.
He can keep his diseases.
Well, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye. Brittany.
Don't ever be on the calls again. You're too slow with shit. You got to think on your feet.
And you pick poorly.
Yeah, your choices don't count or matter.
Ralph from Cocoa Beach says, I just found your podcast a couple weeks ago and I'm enjoying it. You guys make me laugh and that's a good thing. My friend and I were over in Tampa a little while back and really don't know much about the area. Are there any good gay clubs in the Tampa Lakeland area to check out next time we are there? I look forward to hearing more of your podcast.
Go back some and listen to the diarrhea episode.
And I said, I think there might be some in Tampa, but there's this little place called the Pulse. Yeah. It's called the Pulse because there's no pulse.
There's
this little place called Ricky's Apartment. And
Oh, my God. We got another phone call.
Yeah, well, just make you an appointment.
Yeah. Just make an appointment and you can get in.
Thank you, Ralph, for contacting us. Oh, he's from Cocoa Beach.
You said that.
Did I?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Oh, thank you for contacting us. And I have to say that thank you to all the MySpace people that message us because I always forget them.
Yeah, because I never think about it.
They add us all the time.
Sorry,
like,
guys.
All the time because we're like fucking popular.
Popular.
I'm boycotting MySpace right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't want to go on there.
Hi, Ricky. This is Derek from Awesome Something. It's late tonight and Nessa went to bed. So I was thinking maybe you could come over and I could put my fingers in your button. Yeah. Snap.
And snap. Wow.
That's Gerard Butler.
Not quite.
I think.
No, but Ricky, he can totally sound like him, though.
Ricky, you totally have enough room to do a hand clap.
Oh, Lou! Come
Sorry,
out swinging.
I had to say it. It's just a joke. I don't mean it.
I do.
There's truth in jest.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your whole life is a joke.
Franco says. Oh, really, Ricky? You gagged when you took a shot? Really?
Oh, my Franco.
Then he goes, I agree with Sarah's comment. Second comment. Wait, doesn't Ricky have a lazy eye? Sorry, Ricky.
You kind of do sometimes.
What
no,
do you mean?
You kind of make one of your eyes sometimes like look. Yeah! Does that? It's so weird.
I think it was just you looking out in the distance kind of, right?
You're judging the horizon.
From a distance. Next call.
Hey, y'all, this year's...
Oh, wrong one. This one.
Okay.
Hey, y'all, this year's Jimbo Henry. In case you don't know who I am, I'm one of the characters that L. Nevick has created. I've never called the show before, but some of my friends, some of the other characters have called in before. Let's see, like Wilma Jean Pine Pussy and Beauregard Cantrell.
Yes.
Anyway, these are my buddies. These are all characters that have been created by L. Nevick. Anyway, I'm calling to let you know that Mr. L. Nevick, he's a good old boy, and he's got the opportunity of a lifetime, but he needs your help. He is trying to get on that show, the Big Gay Sketch Show on Logo. They have one of them their online contest. Where he's downloaded an audition tape where a bunch of us characters of his has gotten up there and did our thing. And now we need you guys to jump online and vote for us, okay? You can get online, www.biggaycasting.com, and look for L. Nevick. Okay, y'all. Y'all have a good day now. I got to get back out in the field.
How do you spell Nevick?
Kevin backwards.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You're so
clever. Speaking
of, I love Wilma Jean Pine Pussy.
I miss the Pine Pussy. Those were awesome.
Speaking of logo, have any of y'all watched Sordid Lives?
I haven't seen that.
I've got the DVD.
The movie I've seen, oh, but they have
show?
A TV show.
Yeah, they had the same people were doing a series on Logo.
The uncle's on the show, right?
Is the grandma's alive in the show?
Yeah,
right?
It's played by Rue McClanahan.
Oh,
the one that died in the movie. Yes, Blanche Devereaux.
Blanche the hoe. Blanche Devereaux.
I wish I had Logo now.
It is very.
I have Logo.
Very funny.
I love to watch Queer as Folk on there.
Oh, God,
because
that's so real gay.
No,
life.
The guy Brian is hot.
He is. He almost died in a motorcycle accident.
I know. And Hal Sparks is hot, too.
He is.
His hair is really long there, down, though. I can't talk. It's really long now, though. I corrected it.
All right, next call. Here we go. I think this is from Freddie.
Hey, Ricky, Nicole, and Samantha. This is Freddie, your favorite hillbilly in Austin. I was calling to say good evening, and I hope everything's going well with y'all. Ricky, I was curious if you were on spring break yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. I've got 2 more weeks left till my spring break, and I can't wait. Mainly, I'd like to be able to caught up with all my podcasting, Twitter, Facebook, and every other social network pals. I miss y'all. Bye.
Aww, Freddy's so cute.
Freddy, thanks. Freddy Krueger.
Freddy has churin. Churin.
Children?
Oh, children.
Yes,
oh.
Churin.
Lou.
Lou goes like this. He goes,
oh, children.
You might have heard him whisper.
Churros. What's a churon?
Churros. Churros.
Oh, I thought you said churros.
Churros. Kind of churros. Thing.
Ricky, you can't roll your R's. Get over it.
Chismosis. I like that word.
Charlar.
Chismosis. That means gossipy.
Charlar.
Charlar.
Wow.
Charar. I'm speaking Spanish, y'all.
Anyway. Like a crazy maniac.
Maniac, oh no.
Oh, where are my leg warmers?
Yeah, right?
And my bucket of water.
Don't dance like that, Nicole. Your titties are...
I know, they're starting to hurt when I do that. I gotta stop.
Cancer. You have to check it.
Don't say that.
My God, you can talk about how fat I am and how ugly.
I'm not talking about you getting diabetes or dying of a dang coronary. You're over here talking about breast cancer. That's scary.
I'm telling you to check it.
We're kind of too young for that.
If it's sore,
no,
every woman should get
doing like this makes them sore because they're big. God, get a brain cell and use it when you do.
Oh, come on. You're making fun of people with Agent Orange earlier.
No, I just said Agent Orange is from the war. I didn't make fun of anybody with it. That was Amanda.
I have a lot to learn about female anatomy, but I thought that's what you're supposed to do anyway. Just check them routinely every 6 months.
Well, yeah, but I'm kind of too young for it statistically to happen.
Yeah, you are.
Because I had like a sore area once, and I went to the doctor, and he said,
"A pimple."
No, it was like a cyst or something, and he's like, "You're too young to get a mammogram."
Really? Too young to get one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because your insurance won't pay for it if you're under 45 or something.
And I'm only 24.
Yeah.
So I got some years to go.
Unless you want to pay for it yourself.
Yeah, and I'm not paying like
$1,000. That's like
$5,000. I thought girls are supposed to do that and start in their 30s or something.
Mm-mm.
Look, they don't even have a machine for guys.
Yeah.
But that's kind of good because I don't want my balls squeezed in the machine.
Yeah, no.
He liked the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By a man's
tongue.
Manual squeezing.
Turn your head and
I shaved just for you, Doc.
I shave just for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would too.
He's got to put shit up there. I'm not having no.
Well, do you do that for
Wooly Bush?
Too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I shave.
Oh, Wooly Bush. Is that an extinct animal?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like
it practically
the
is for
the...
me now. Wooly Bush, that's extinct.
I do believe in manscaping. That's important.
Yes, you must.
It is.
All right, we have one more phone call. You guys ready?
Yes.
Oh, crap. I forgot that there was a reason that I called the first time. This is Freddie again. Nicole, you need to get on the Twitter. For real. It's been way too long. Bye.
Did you miss me? Because I've
Twitter
never been
Gestapo
on Twitter.
Has spoken.
No,
know,
because
right?
I was telling him.
The Twitter Nazis.
Because everybody asked, and they're like, get her on Twitter. And I'm like,
I don't have unlimited text.
Because she doesn't want to pay the $2 extra a month to have unlimited text.
I already have to pay like $70 for my cell phone. I'm not paying... $2 more. That's $2 I can save to go to CC's with.
That's sad right there.
And clear your own table.
Right. Which sometimes that restaurant smells like pee and it makes me feel uncomfortable.
But is it, I mean, is it really that only that much more to add unlimited? No.
Or unlimited? It's $5 more for you.
Yeah. Really.
How much do you pay
it's
right
five
now?
$5.
$62.
No, for your text messages now.
I don't even know.
It's probably $10. You get like a 1,000, right?
I don't even know.
Well, you need, when you go to T-Mobile,
but,
get that shit switched over.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to get it now because I'm going to switch to T-Mobile when my contract is up
cool
in October.
October.
So I have to wait until
October.
October, November, December.
All right, so we're out of phone calls. Do we have anything else we want to talk about?
Not me.
Not me.
Don't sound so fucking interested, guys. And girls. Girl. No, girls.
Well, this is harder to do when you're not
drunk.
Yes.
I spilled pasta on my shirt tonight.
Actually, we went 204 shows or 202 shows without a drunkie cast.
That's
odd. Well, no, I've never been drinking while doing the show.
Oh.
Well, sorry, I came ill prepared today.
Well,
I got stuff to do tomorrow.
At 50%.
You're like
with your bag bugging
you're like
out
acid
eyes.
Acid or something.
Julian's like this in his car.
I know, right?
What's going on? Who is that? Having like an acid trip in your car.
That's mean.
Have you ever had an acid trip?
I did acid when I was much younger, but I don't think it was any good because it didn't do anything, really.
Oh, I have.
Somebody put something in my drink one time. I had to stay out the night.
Did you wake up in somewhere and pants were gone?
It was my friend's party, and then I like...
Wait, look, what's this?
It was,
that's party.
Is that party?
Dancing.
Yeah,
it was the international sign for party? For
yeah,
Latino?
My friend's party?
It's my bad dancing for a second.
Oh, okay.
Aw.
Okay. Ooh, me and Lou danced on the Parliament House floor. Remember that?
I want to hear
Bull
Lou's story about the drug. What was your drug? What happened?
Somebody put a piece of paper in my Snapple. I was drinking.
Your Snapple?
Yeah, I saw something floating. And I was like, what's that? It had a cap on it. So I'm like, somebody must have put something in there. And then everybody's kind of looking at
me
laughing and giggling. So they're like,
taste it, Lou.
You just got to make sure that you're not going anywhere tonight. And it was in the middle of winter in New Jersey. And I was about a half hour away from my house. And I was like, if I'm going to stay the night, I am. I was getting giggly. If I'm going to stay the night, I have to go home and get some things. So I went home in the snow, and then by the time I got back, I was starting to see, like, trails and stuff. So it was definitely acid somebody put in the
And you were, like, 7, right?
Yeah. No, it was college.
I know how you Latino families are. Get started early.
Why are you hating on the Latinos?
I'm not hating Latinos. I love them.
You're acting like you're not liking
them. They start things out early in their family.
Well, anyway, my friends were too tired to party because they had to go to school the next day.
And
so I spent
high.
Up. I spent all night in their attic with candles and listening to Pink Floyd all by myself.
The Wall.
That is so cliche.
And then I was waking one of my friends up in the middle of the night, like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I can't sleep. I need to talk to somebody.
We don't need no education.
Oh, hey. And then they had a pot plant grown in their closet. They showed it to me, and I was like, oh my God.
You're like, it's 12 feet tall. What the fuck?
It looks like the monster from Rocky Horror Picture. I mean, from... What is that
movie? Scary
movie? No.
Where it's like...
What's the name of the movie?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors.
I've never seen that. What?
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me.
Is it the same people that made Rocky Horror Picture Show?
No.
Oh, okay.
It had Rick Moranis in it.
Yeah, and Steve Martin.
Mm-hmm. Rick Moranis.
Yes.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Twice.
Honey, I blew up the baby is the second one.
That was so retarded.
The baby's like 12 feet tall. Like a Godzilla. I started to say Gonzilla, like Gonzo from Muppet Babies.
We've all had a Gonzo before.
Gonzo.
Lou laughs because he knows what I'm talking about.
What's a Gonzo? Someone with a...
A Gonzo dick.
A curvy.
Like that. Not even curvy. A candy cane.
I've never had a Gonzo.
Well, it's not comfortable.
I can imagine.
And it doesn't look pretty either.
Ew.
I don't think I've seen one. But
that's when you say, oh, I'm kind of super drunk. I need to go.
Or, I'm
ragging.
That's what I would say.
I think we're going too fast.
That's
I'm ragging. You're going to scrape my uterus out if you do that.
Let's just be friends. You're hitting my cervix. Back off.
I have Ebola and I...
Ebola?
I'm bleeding from my eyes, nose, and ears. And my puss.
No, if someone was going to rape me, I swear to God, I would scream out, I have AIDS. Approach at your own
but
risk.
But what are you going
to
do if the person that's raping you have AIDS?
The likelihood of that is slim.
It would be like, your luck.
Oh, good for you, because I do too.
Sad.
Then I would kill myself for real.
Well, just because you have sex with a person that have AIDS doesn't mean
well,
you get
I know, but plus I'd be raped, so I would feel dirty.
And you'd have to take a shower.
And shame-filled, like in The Crying Game.
Dirty.
As I think of, for some reason, Boy George. He's not even, like, in that. But don't they have this song in the movie?
Mm-hmm. What?
The Crying Game?
Yeah.
He did the
Culture
song,
Club?
Yeah. Well, I think it was just Boy George at the time.
What song is it?
The Crying Game, that's the
thing. Oh, how's it go? I, like, don't know it, but I know.
Come on, Ricky, you don't have it.
Doom, doom.
iTunes. Yeah.
Sorry, there's someone that's text messaged me
for
an
appointment. It's a doctor in. The love doctor.
Let me take your temperature.
Dr.
He's
feel
like,
good.
He goes, I'm going to Taco Bell.
Ew, don't let him come over. That's nasty nest.
No, this is the worst part. I'm going to Taco Bell for my wife.
No, that's his plan. He's going to get her in the bathroom.
Oh, shits.
Yeah, so he'd be coming over here for...
He'd be like, honey, I'll go out and get you some Pepto. I'll be back in 45 minutes. I couldn't find it on the shelf. Oh, that makes me sad for girls.
How'd you get that cat hair on
I
your clothes?
I didn't even know that he
Why
had
do you him? Smell like sex?
I feel weird now because I didn't know he had a wife.
Surprise.
I feel guilty.
You should. Oh, listen to me. You should.
Well, if Ricky didn't know, then...
You, bitch, should shut up.
I haven't done anything.
Yet.
I haven't done anything.
Oh, my God, I'm totally going to be alone for 4 days in my house.
Ooh, the secret's out.
It's just, I didn't mean to tell you that, though.
And I totally sent it offline.
Yes.
It slipped out.
Horror.
Oh, shut up. I got to get it where I can,
I'm
okay?
Staying the night with you for 4 nights, right?
You can be gone for a minute if someone wants to come over.
I need to watch that.
You go
that.
To school at night.
Just
I need to
a minute.
Watch that.
Yeah, for a minute, probably.
I didn't see them titties like banging up against your face.
Oh, my God. He lasts for so long.
Oh, that sucks.
Like, if I'm, you know, performing.
If you're blowing him, do you get lockjaw?
Pretty much. And it just goes on and on and on. And finally, I'm just like. Just do it already because my mouth can't move anymore. My neck hurts.
Just like, just fuck my mouth.
I just lay there.
You lay on the back of the bed like this.
Just get in this one.
Use another hole.
Oh, yeah, baby. Put it on my tongue.
Oh, yeah. So it's so hot when you hit my face. Not. Why do guys like that? They think that girls
are
like.
I love hitting people in the face with my dick.
Little cock slap.
Yeah.
Feel my dick on your cheek. What does that do for me? Nothing. I'm going to put my balls on your face. Go ahead. I'll bite them off. What the fuck?
What, you don't lick balls?
Well, I do, but like, for them to be like, oh, yeah,
you don't
see?
Want to be forced
she
upon you?
Like, rubbing it all over my face, that does nothing for me.
They're
in
marking
fact,
you.
It turns me off.
They're marking you.
Well,
they want to give you some Arabian goggles.
They can bite me or something and mark me.
Arabian goggles, what's that one exactly?
That's
where
when
they
you
put
buy the
balls.
The
balls on your eyes.
Oh, Lord. You got these all down. I don't know these.
You know you like to teabag.
I like teabagging.
He's like, what's that?
I forget.
Teabag is when you dip your balls in somebody's mouth while they're like sleeping or whatever.
Sleeping?
They don't have to be asleep.
Or
you
if they can like it too.
Yeah.
And you just go like this. Let me demonstrate.
You just stand over them and dip them in.
Yeah.
Do you do your face like that too?
Like dipping a tea bag.
Like you're dipping
in
your tea bag. Yeah.
I could see that being good for your glutes, you know? Up and down.
Is this for the dipper or the dippy?
Depends on how much time you got, I guess.
No.
And then guys always want to like shoot it on your chest or in your face.
What, you don't like that?
No, not in my face. Because even if your eyes are closed, it's in your eyes, it's in your mouth, it's in your nose, it's in your hair.
You don't want it in your eyes. It burns like
I know.
Clorox.
I've had it in my eyes, and I had to do like one of these.
Well, so have I.
One of those.
Well, that's why you just swallow and you don't have that problem.
Ew, I don't.
See,
I don't.
Of course you can't swallow. She don't want it on the face. She don't want it on the rug. Oh, just.
I've swallowed before and I did not enjoy
it. Stop. It kind of makes me sick.
Keep it inside you. Keep it inside you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he can.
Keep it inside you. Here, let me put my finger over the hole.
Yeah. Maybe it'll go back down. It'll drain.
Squirt out like a hose, you know?
It actually goes in your bladder.
Ooh.
When that happens.
No, I would never do that, but I mean.
I know what you're talking about, though. That's how people squirt. Oh, yeah, you're going to make me a fucking squirt.
Why do you.
Oh.
No girls
I
sound
see
like
women,
that.
I want to see women do that.
No,
I want to see a woman just squirt and be like, you're going
to
make me
fucking
squirt.
Yeah, you can
squirt.
Watch online to see girls squirt.
You can listen to it on That's What She Said podcast.
Or this, because you just did it like 12 times.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, bitch. We're going. This is episode 205. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Email or send us stuff in our post office box at
725 Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Oh my God, you're totally right. And